Hi there. The word for you today is on why God accepts you. In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21, reading from the Amplified Bible, Paul writes, approved and acceptable and in right relationship with him, that is God. You know, God loves and accepts you as much on your bad days as he does on your good ones. In a performance-based society, however, that's easy to forget, isn't it? But you mustn't. God's acceptance is based on your standing in Christ, not the state of your life at a given time. Let me read this to you. For our sake, he made Christ virtually to be sin, that is, Christ who knew no sin, so that in and through him we might become endued with and viewed as being in and examples of the righteousness of God, that what we ought to be, approved and acceptable and in right relationship with him, not by our own goodness, that's the Amplified Bible. Think of the cross as a trading post. There God took every sin you'd ever commit from the womb to the tomb and laid it upon Jesus. At the moment you place your trust in Christ, God takes all of Christ's righteousness and wraps you up in it. From that point on, he sees you only one way, in Christ. Isn't that liberating? Liberating because now you realize that your worth isn't based on what you do, but on who you are in relationship to Christ. God actually assigned value to you by allowing Jesus to die for you. Well, you say, but I can't believe that God doesn't care about what I do. And you're right. Your rewards in heaven will be based upon your stewardship here on earth. God wants you to do good works, but he doesn't want you to depend on them. He wants you to do them out of love for him. Once you understand your position or who you are in Christ, you begin doing the right things for the right reasons.